It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Friday, August 14th. I'm Patricia Naft. Montrose Memorial Hospital has a new women's health center. Deborah Chapman is the director of nurse midwife services at the hospital.
Local obstetricians, gynecologists have recently joined Montrose Memorial Hospital as a physician practice, and they are going to combine with the nurse midwife services who are already employees of the hospital so that we can provide better care to the women of our community.
Chapman says Alpine Women's Center proposed the union to the hospital.
The economy this day and age, and with insurance reimbursement, it's difficult for some practices to be viable. And I think that in order to continue to provide that kind of service to the community, they felt it was a good financial move for them to become part of a larger system.
She describes what the new center will offer.
Basically, it's full scope prenatal delivery, postpartum, contraceptive counseling, and women's health care services all combined in one.
The state is offering financial assistance to Colorado farmers looking to move away from using flood irrigation. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The Colorado Department of Agriculture wants to help fund small hydropower projects. Sam Anderson, an energy specialist with the department, explains how the program works.
This entails converting existing irrigated lands to pressurized irrigation, such as a center pivot, and it would include installing hydropower equipment to power that equipment or provide electricity to the grid that would offset their energy costs for their agricultural operations.
Anderson says right now there's $100,000 available for two projects, but more funding will be offered in the future.
Our program has a budget of $3 million over the next 4 years, and we plan to do 30 of these projects. So on average, there will be about $80,000 per project available to the farmers for technical assistance and financial assistance.
He says the goal of the program is to help farmers use water more efficiently and reduce their energy costs. Earlier this year, the state received $1.8 million from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Conservation Service for the initiative. Anderson says people interested in applying should contact their local NRCS office. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
As part of an ongoing diagonal parking experiment, the city of Montrose will disable a traffic light in downtown. David Spear is a spokesperson for the city.
And so one element of that pilot program is to evaluate traffic flow and traffic concerns that result from that transition to diagonal parking. And so one of the issues that's been observed is stacking of traffic on Main Street to Townsend during peak traffic periods.
Spear says Montrose will cover the traffic signal at the intersection of Main Street and Cascade Avenue and will install stop signs in the area. The change is scheduled to happen next. A new report finds that many municipalities across the country, including here in Colorado, aren't doing all they can to conserve water. CERES, an environmental nonprofit, the University of North Carolina, and Boulder-based Western Resource Advocates all collaborated on the study. KVNF's Jake Ryan spoke with Amelia Newding, a senior water resource analyst at WRA.
So, Amelia, could you start off by telling us what the scope of your study was?
What our report looked at was specifically connection charges, which is a one-time fee that's assessed on new homes or buildings. So it's different from the monthly rates that people pay and the monthly water bill. But what these fees help pay for is connecting to the water system. So it's everything from the physical connection to all of the water system that's been developed to support these new developments. So treatment plants, pipes, and distribution networks, as well as the actual water and water rights that have been obtained for different communities. We've seen a handful of examples in Colorado where communities were using these charges to incentivize water efficiency in new developments. And what we found is that the vast majority of communities are missing this opportunity.
Now, how can you use connection fees to incentivize lower water use? Isn't it a one-time thing, and from there on the user can go on to do whatever they want?
What these connection charges can do is send a financial signal to the developer about how water efficient or not a property can be. So most times the fees are simply based on the meter. So no matter how much water a home is going to use, for example, they pay the same fee. But as we all kind of intuitively know, not all homes use the same amount of water. You could have a 6-bedroom mansion with a giant lawn and 2 swimming pools, and you can have a very modest-sized home that's under 2,000 square feet and has a xeriscape front yard. So what some communities are doing is structuring their connection charges to charge less money to the developments that are going to use less water, ultimately, over time, and more money to those developments that are likely to use more water over time.
And there have been examples of this in Colorado.
There have been. In fact, most of the examples we found came out of Colorado. 3 in particular, certainly not the only ones, but we found good examples in Aurora, Colorado, Fountain, and Westminster.
Do you have any idea what kind of water savings can be seen through programs like this?
Well, we looked at a few case studies, and early indications suggest that there are some good water-saving potentials. It really depends on what a community decides to do. So 2 of our examples have been tracking their water savings, but these programs have only been in place for about a year or less. In the case of Aurora, Colorado, they provide an incentive for large landscaped areas, instead of them being high water using grass, to use native grasses that will require no water after an establishment period. After just a 6-month implementation time, the majority of the plans that they saw coming in, 5 out of 6, elected to use this water conservation incentive, and it's predicted that that'll save enough water to supply 42 families of 4 for a year.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's a lot for a water utility. It's a lot easier to do it that way than to try to go into every home and change out a shower head.
Now, in these water-parched times that we're in, I'm sure a lot of communities are starting to look at this more and more. Did your study come up with any suggestions for what could be done to implement these types of programs, or what more could be done?
So we have several recommendations to communities, and the first is to start to take a look at what their connection charge structure is and where they want to go with them. So designing these charges to be water efficient can be the right decision for many communities, but certainly not in all cases. It's really important to have some very good data associated with how much water given developments are likely to use. It's also really important to communicate with all the stakeholders in your community. So this is, of course, the water utility, the planning department, city council, developers, builders, and interested citizens as well.
Well, Amelia, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Jake.
That was KBNF's Jake Ryan talking with Amelia Newding with Western Resource Advocates. Stay tuned for the Feel Good Friday Morning Music Mix with DJ MJ. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.